Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, welcome to The Big Payoff with me, Rachel Bellow, and my best friend and business partner,
me, Suzanne Buescher. This is a show for working humans
to remind you that you are still a human, even at work.
So, Rach, can we just talk about Bill and Melinda Gates, please? I mean, oh my God, right?
Oh, okay. So, yes, but I just need to remind you listening that this is being taped in early May. So by the time you guys hear this, I mean, they could have totally worked it out together.
Yeah, I
just want to point that out, although he's such a hound dog, apparently. I don't think that's going to happen.
Now, do you think that they had all of that information about him being a predator, like, in the bag, and they're just going to now release little scandals?
No, because he's not, first of all, he's not a predator. He's not cool enough. Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. He's like, he's just
not cool enough to be a predator. He's not cool enough. Jeffrey Epstein.
No,
cool.
he's the kind of guy who asks permission to kiss people. Like, you know those people.
Hang out with Jeffrey Epstein.
That was just like
him being kind of a pedophile.
No,
but not
that was just like the guy in high school who's so geeky and he's hanging out with the guy who's surrounded by the good-looking girls. And anyway, I found it a little freeing. I honestly did.
Really?
I did. Yeah.
That's like so fascinating that you took Bill and Melinda's divorce and found it like emotionally freeing for you.
I'll tell you why, because this is what we're talking about today. We're talking about what happens when a blueprint is broken. So when I got divorced, what really traumatized my kids, or apparently not because they're not traumatized, but what shook them to the core was, and they said this, Lily said this to me, that like, wait a minute, but you guys got along and you had so much in common and you weren't fighting. And if you didn't work, and by the way, they lived in this marriage for 20 years. It's like, if you guys can't work, then we're on our own. Then we're totally on our own. And I remember at the time thinking, good, you need to design your own marriage according to yourself and not, please not, look at the marriage of your parents and replicate that. So in the same way here, I feel like we are being challenged yet again to go, nope, all your assumptions out the window. You got to do your own thing.
Right. Well, that's a really interesting insight. I'm really glad that I had it. But I like that when you think about COVID too, right? Because so many things happening right now. And this moment of coming out of COVID is what's fascinating to watch, where people are just asking themselves all good questions, right? And that's what we're going to talk about today. As you reinvent a life and feel like a lot of the old molds have been broken, what do you ask yourself? What do you do? How do you create this sort of bespoke life? Obviously, certain things for certain people are fixed and you can't change that. But for the things that you could say no to or yes to, What are you going to do? What questions are you going to ask?
It's I was just bespeaking about that. It is true that your bespoke life is up to you, and that's what you're going to get in this show, is like instructions for a bespoke life. So hang on while we bespeak about that.
Wait, can I tell you about a good term I came up with that I want to brand?
Apparently you're going to do that whether I say yes or no. So, yeah.
Okay, let me tell you. So you know how we always say to people, you should really do your homework. Like if you're going to go to a meeting, you should know who you're meeting with.
I hate that. It makes me just dread. I just dread the term homework. Speaking of which, okay, yeah.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
So I came up with a new term.
Please.
Because it's not homework and it's not do your research. So I came up with a new term that's called do some... It sounded so good when I came up with it. Now when I'm about to say it, do your...
Oh my God.
Do your pre-search.
Pre-search?
Yes, because it's like, do the pre-search. Pre. It's not research.
Listen. If we're designing a bespoke life, we can design our own vocabulary. And you can be in your own little room speaking your own little language.
Oh my God, it sounded so good when I came up with it. I was like, that is fucking brilliant. Rach, okay, so now let's start by talking about, as you create this bespoke life, one of the biggest things you do is to figure out what you're going to get rid of. It's almost like when you are moving, you need to purge, right? You need to purge your closet.
Very timely example, as I am doing that right now.
Right? So you've got to purge your stuff, get rid of stuff before you can figure out now what you're taking with you. That is a great analogy. You're welcome.
I want to start by saying that I don't believe a word that is going to come after this out of your mouth, because I don't believe that you are ever having anything to get rid of. Like you have like seasonal cleaning every week. Like you don't have a junk drawer. You don't like it's
That's true.
Yeah, there's nothing to get rid of. So I feel as if you are not actually a relatable narrator, but I am, because I'm in the middle of a move, and I think the purging, moving metaphor is quite good.
Okay.
Like, what would you get rid of? Give me an example.
You mean like physical objects in my house?
No, I mean, like, what in your life would you get rid of?
Oh, because I was going to say, I don't have physical objects in my house because I purge so often.
You actually don't have physical objects in your house, yeah.
Okay, to get rid of. Okay, what would I get rid of? Here's one thing I would get rid of, all right? Mother's Day recently passed at the beginning of May, and it always annoys me that people all over social media, I mean, you see it, every single mother in the world is like, give me some time alone. So that's like a given that I think mothers appreciate, the little, you know, trinkets from their kids or whatever, but mothers want some time off. So that's too cliche. But I just want to say this. I appreciate that my adult children want to sort of honor me and spend time with me that day. Love you guys. Appreciate it. Here's what I don't want. I don't eat bagels. So I actually, if you're going to come over for breakfast, I don't want bagels in the morning. I don't want like, oh, the kids are coming over for bagels for breakfast. I just, it's not what I want. So why can't we all just go out to dinner to my favorite restaurant?
Okay, that's a very moving and compelling example. I am thinking a little more meta. I'm thinking like, socializing is happening again, right? So I'm getting all these invitations from people going, everybody's fully vaccinated. I'm having a dinner party in buttfuck,
Hotback summer.
Buttfuck Brooklyn, where you can come and be with people you didn't like in the first place and be safe because we're fully vaccinated. And I'm like, actually, no. And I am not giving excuses. I am just committed to saying, I want to, and this is very much like a podcast we had before about when you're saying no to something, you're actually saying yes to something else. But I really, I am saying no to my social engagements because I get to pause now in the invitation, which makes me pause anyway, because COVID, it's so surprising, like, oh, wait, people in a room, like, oh, that. And in that pause, I get to go, but do I want to go? Do I really want to spend time with these people? And if I don't, I just say, I'm not going to be
okay,
doing that.
Okay. You are not being fully transparent here because this, let's go to the real conversation we had. That is true that you're saying no, but the internal battle that you were having about it was, shouldn't I be saying yes? Like, what kind of person says no to all these social events?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, if my blueprint is a blueprint that has no writing on it, like if it's a blank page, aren't I a bad person? Like, or aren't I like a hermit and all those things?
Thank you for the reminder, because I really was going. It's not like I'm saying no in order to, you know, accept an invitation from the White House. I'm saying no just because I don't want to, which leaves this blank, and the blank makes me question myself. Like, what are you doing, Rachel?
Right. Yeah. And I said to you, in all of my Yoda-like wisdom, which you are so appreciative of all the time, I said to you, Rach, why are you feeling like there's anything wrong with that? First of all, you have a very rich family life. You have your daughters and their significant others. You have two grandchildren. You have your sister. You have your brother-in-law. You have your brother, your mother. Like,
it's
insane.
Even beyond that. It is what you said that is really true is tolerate that space before you know exactly what you want to fill it with. If you can't tolerate the space created by the no, you aren't going to be able to design your new blueprint. So the judgment that comes in right away,
yes,
about like I should, is actually preventing you from bespoking your belief.
God. Okay, but I want to get really clear about what I really said, because I think it'll help other people. I said, first of all, if you have people in your life who are meaningful to you but just happen to be a very tight, close inner circle, all the research will say that's plenty right there. So anything you layer on top of that is a bonus. So that's number one. But number two, if you are someone who doesn't yet know what the rest of your life is going to unfold to be, so maybe you're single, or maybe you're between jobs, or maybe you're about to transition in some other way in your geography or whatever, why fill up all the space? Why are you doing that? That
right.
means you're not leaving anything open for, so that when that person or that opportunity comes into your life, you're going to be like, actually, my life is full.
Yep.
Why would you do that?
Yep. And it will fill up. And so all we're asking you to do is to be more intentional this time. You have an opportunity to be intentional,
yes,
about filling that space,
yes,
which is really amazing.
Yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
So let's just do maybe a three-part bespoke blueprint inventory, because people should always talk in threes. Do your pre-search. If you did your pre-search, you would know that people should talk in threes. Okay. So here's what you should be doing. Number one, do an inventory, right? Like, do this inventory. Think about all the places where these blueprints of what you think your life should be like shows up. Like, what's your morning routine? Do you like it, not like it? What parts of that should you change? What are your eating habits? Because my eating habits are totally normal, so those should stay the same. What are your social habits? Like, what are your relationship habits? Just look at all the parts of your life that have...
What are your bathing habits? You know, do you like them? Maybe you should throw that out. Why bathe? Why?
Bathe, because you're not leaving space then for anything else to occur.
Exactly, and if you're not socializing,
why bathe? Yeah. Okay.
So that's one thing. So then also ask yourself, what would the consequences be of my tearing up this blueprint, right? If the answer is really about someone else's reaction, think about pushing that over to their side of the problem. Eden has this new phrase that is incredibly irritating, but it's very effective, that she and her boyfriend use.
They go,
sounds like a you problem. It's really useful.
I'm sure I'm going to use, you know what? That would go over very well in my classic Kellogg.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody asks a question, instead of answering it, sounds like you problem.
Yeah. So really, if the first thing that comes to mind when you think about tearing up a blueprint is what would X think? What would so-and-so, right? Sounds like a them problem. Can you tolerate the consequence of disappointing people? Because if not, you're not brave enough to bespoke, baby.
Okay, these shows should not be taped on a Friday. Okay, and number three, look, you need some structure and rules because I think that it is, it's just like a little kid needs some boundaries and some rules to feel safe to break them, right? So when you throw out the old blueprint, then at least have some new rules to use as like guideposts right now, right? So have a new blueprint. But now this time, look at it as like, no, I'm creating this for me. I'm my own client. So if you were giving yourself, like you're your own best friend, give yourself that advice. And then how are you going to follow that advice?
Right. So using the moving metaphor, let's continue that since it's very much in my head. In this case, you are both the client and the contractor. So you go, I'm thinking about this for my kitchen. And now you turn around and go, okay, well, I'm going to have to build that kitchen for me.
Yes.
And that actually is what I'm doing in my apartment.
And then what I would do is hire someone so fast, and then I would leave my house until the kitchen was built and then come back and go, that looks awesome. Well, look, here's what I'm going to do. I know we're both watching The Handmaid's Tale. I'm only two episodes in, so no spoilers. But my favorite scene now, my favorite phrase from the first episode comes right when June tells her young mistress to go stab the shit out of a man. So look, in the words of June, now whenever I see you, Rach, cut something out of your life with that metaphorical knife that was previously causing you some sort of strain and pain, and I watch you do it, I'm just going to whisper like June did, make me proud.
All right. And I, who I'm a little ahead of you in the show, but this will not spoil things. There's a moment when June's friend turns to her in a panic after they are, you know, alone and totally panicked. And her friend says, is Mayday coming? Is Mayday coming? Mayday is the name of the resistance, like, army.
To save us, right.
Are they going to come save us? Are they coming? Are they coming? When are they coming? And June looks at her with this sort of disdainful, just can't believe that she doesn't understand it. And she says, we are Mayday.
Right, no one's going to save us but us.
We are the resistance. What the fuck are you waiting for?
Yeah. Right. You are Mayday, listeners.
Yeah, we are Mayday. So bespoke your life.
Do your research.
Oh my God.
And when we come back, we are going to check this out. People really, Rachel, we always have to repeat, we are not paid. We should be paid. So many people buy these things, but literally, we get asked all the time, give us more, give us more. No, you have to listen to our show, and each time we will give you something to check out.
Another unendorsed recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Suzanne, let's check it out.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Let's check it out.
We should check it out.
Okay, here's my check this out. I am sorry to do this, but it has been a long time coming. And I had to really ask myself what I was going to say about this. But I have been drinking mud water, M-U-D-W-T.
You know, it was just a matter of time. It was a matter of time until you were just sucking the mud out of puddles in your driveway. I mean, where else was there for you to go?
I know. So M-U-D-W-T-R. And this is the first time I've ever done this on our podcast. But I'm actually going to tell you, run. Run, do not walk from it. Because it is everywhere. People are trying to tell you to do it. And this is actually...
What is it?
So it's a coffee replacement. And
it's full
of nootropics and shit like that. And it is everywhere. It's like everyone in Silicon Valley is drinking it. It comes in this beautiful cylinder, black with beautiful, this very high-tech whisk, and it's full of like cinnamony things. Okay, I 100% bought in. I am 2 months into my subscription. So I've been doing this thing every day for 2 months.
And what can you tell me, other than the word nootropics, which doesn't fucking exist, about mud WTF? What?
It doesn't work. It tastes disgusting. And I need my coffee back.
Oh, so, seriously?
Yeah. So this is, I said, this is the first time I've ever done this on this show. It is a check this out so that you don't fall prey. You're welcome.
Uncheck this out.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Oh, wow. That was a surprise. I thought you were okay.
Nope. You're welcome.
All right. So I am now 2 months into using a product that I can say is... I don't suck mud. I actually look for pleasurable things to recommend to people. So Tracy Ellis Ross, right? Diana Ross's daughter, who's wonderful.
What? I didn't know that.
Oh, come on, stop it. She looks exactly like her.
I know. I just never put the two together.
Oh, my God. Okay. Tracy Ellis Ross has a new line. Now, this is really for the Curly Girl listeners, and I know who you are, right? I know exactly who you are. You've approached me, so here it is. She has a line of Curly Girl products called Pattern, and the name of the company is Pattern Beauty. So if you just Google Tracy Ellis Ross, Tracy with two E's, Ellis Ross, Pattern Beauty products. There's a whole line of beauty, of Curly Girl products. And the leave-in conditioner is fucking magic. It's so great. And now, you know, I switch products every
year
or so.
Why do you have to only use it if you're curly?
It's really for women of color and curly girls. So it wouldn't, I don't know. Maybe you can. It doesn't say, does it? Maybe it does. Anyway, all the models are women of color or have very curly hair. But it works. And, you know, any girl with curls is on a constant search. This is the holy grail. So I'm not saying this product is going to end your search, because every year you'll have a new thing, except for my daughter Lily, who has had the same fucking product in her bathroom. I can't remember the name of it, but for at least 5 years that I think I turned her on to, but I'm way past it now. To AG Recoil. Right, AG Recoil. That's the name of her product.
Lily's hair is pretty.
Yeah. Tracy Ross Pattern Go.
Oh.
Go.
Okay.
Run from mud water straight to Tracy Ross. Don't drink it. Put it on your hair.
Okay. Well, this has been another exciting episode. Mayday, mayday, mayday.
We are Mayday.
Make me proud.
Hey, thank you for listening to The Big Payoff. And please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to The Big Payoff
wherever you listen to podcasts. And please send us your questions, send us your comments, compliments, adoration. We love to hear from you. So you can reach us at info@bigpayoffradio.com. We are produced by Lily Bello, and we're mixed, edited, and scored by Ryan Derringer at Welterweight Sound. See you next time.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.